Zarová.
The Czech Republic's EU presidency in the first 6 months of this year has left a sweet legacy. More than 3 tons worth of sugar cubes were the country's logo. Czech President Václav Klaus, an outspoken EU critic, once warned that the Czech Republic would dissolve in the European Union like a sugar cube in a cup of coffee. The sugar cube that appeared in the government-sponsored video clip with the ambivalent slogan Evropě to osladíme will make it sweet for Europe, but also meaning we'll give Europe a hard time or give it a taste of its own medicine, was meant to convey the Czech sense of humour and what many saw as a subversive streak best captured in the famous Czech novel The Good Soldier Švejk. 4 months later, it is clear that the slogan was well chosen. The Czech Republic is still giving Europe a hard time, though Europe failed to sample much of the sugar. European politicians are clearly Weight Watchers, or else they boycotted the Czech sugar cube, because tons of sugar intended to sweeten European cups just never made it. Now it is Czech government officials who are getting a taste of their own medicine. Sorry, sugar. Though at a time of cost-cutting measures, no one's protesting. Close to 2 tons of sugar cubes were distributed among the various departments of the office of the government, and another 1.5 tons went to individual ministries. Well, who said the Czech EU presidency left a bitter aftertaste? A baby girl born in Valašské Meziříčí this week amazed the staff the moment she opened her mouth to cry, displaying 2 fine white baby teeth. Although the baby was a step ahead and probably has a few teething problems behind her, now she is back to square one. Doctors ordered the teeth removed for fear that she could inhale them while nursing. However, her proud parents did take a few pictures of the newborn, proudly sporting the 2 teeth, for her to be able to show off with later in life. Some people marry later in life, but few leave it until their 90s. Ludmila Martináková, age 91, and Ota Erban, 99, tied the knot just last week, and they're the oldest newlyweds in the Czech Republic. The couple, now living in an old age home, met 25 years ago and have been living together for years. They were so excited on their wedding day that they insisted on getting all dressed up at 7 a.m., although the ceremony did not start until 1 p.m. The groom said that what he most appreciated about his bride was her modesty, while the bride said that her future husband was a nice, sensitive man, and what she appreciated most was that he did not drink or smoke. Well, good for them, and may they live happily ever after. Fans of modern art are sure to get a good laugh at the Brno Olympia Shopping Centre, which is currently displaying an exhibition called the Pissoir Art Gallery. As you might expect, it displays pissoirs in all shapes and sizes, the work of young Czech artists and students of art under the auspices of avant-garde art professor Milan Knížák. There is a pissoir in the shape of an open mouth with a set of evil-looking teeth, a pissoir for two with a chessboard in between, a pissoir where the user has the impression he never got off his motorbike, and a pissoir with a fine pair of antlers, the widely recognized symbol of a cuckold in the Czech Republic. The exhibition features 19 unique pieces carefully selected out of a total of 40 entries. Aleš Werner, one of the jurors, said it was hard making the selection. All the entries were so funny, refreshing and inventive. Well, and just in case visitors get carried away, the organisers have placed notices all over the place saying, please don't use our exhibits. This unusual exhibition is on until November the 7th. It's called Strašice, which means Spooksville in Czech, and there's something funny going on in the place. This past month, the inhabitants of three houses in town have been plagued by what appears to be the work of poltergeists. Light bulbs explode, glass objects crack, and sockets around the house repeatedly burst into flames. Jiří Mráček, one of the three house owners worst affected by this paranormal activity, says it all started on St. Wenceslas Day and continues despite the fact that the house has been completely disconnected from power supply. He says that at first he and his wife would take turns keeping watch 24 hours a day to prevent the house burning down. But after the aquarium cracked and the light bulbs in the sitting room chandelier started dropping off, he had sent his wife and son out of town. Now the place is full of experts on paranormal activities and chess electricians who are said to have recorded high-frequency waves, though it is not clear from what source. There is speculation that it could be something to do with a new solar station in the vicinity or some activity from the military area in the nearby Brdy Hills. Well, one thing is fairly clear. If it is a poltergeist, his name must be Václav.